All right, back here at our first intermission from the Student Ice Arena at Michigan Tech. Our player spotlight here for Eskimo Hockey tonight is Lincoln Bradfield.
Hey, Jack.
How you doing, dude?
I'm doing pretty good. Excited to play in this arena.
I was just going to ask you that. You ever been here before?
No, I haven't. No.
So what do you think about playing? Your knees knocking together or what?
I mean, it's really big. I haven't played in any arena this big before.
Well, this is where Tech Jeffers gets to play their home games. Aren't they lucky, hey?
Yeah. I mean, it is really warm, but I mean, it's still a really nice arena.
I'm not going to complain about the warm arena personally, but I know for you guys moving around and stuff, it could be a little dehydrating, right?
Yeah, definitely it could be.
All right, so when's the last time I interviewed you?
Probably maybe districts, peewees, or baseball, I don't know.
Yeah, but you were a lot younger, right?
Yeah.
Well, you're not anymore, so tell me about what you've noticed playing for Eskimo Hockey, playing high school level as opposed to, you had a lot of success in youth hockey, but this is different, eh?
Yeah, definitely a lot different playing high school hockey. It's just faster. I mean, everyone's good pretty much that you play against, and can't take any game for granted.
I imagine you notice the speed of the game is much different, eh?
Yeah, definitely.
What about the physical part? I know some of the younger kids get pretty physical too, but how about this level?
I mean, yeah, you got to watch out for some kids that'll hit dirty, I guess, but we were hitting last year quite a bit, our team was hitting, but it's definitely more physical. Guys are way bigger now.
Now, you know you're not going to get much playing time.
Yeah.
So how have you kept yourself in it and not got too frustrated by going, you know, 3-4 games without seeing the ice?
I mean, just working hard in practice, knowing that I still have 11th grade year and 12th grade year. Yeah. So
what have you done to get yourself better? Where do you, you know, feel you have gotten better so far?
I mean, I just been working to get bigger, and then my shots got better. I just got to work on speed and stuff.
No. You're the most muscular dude on the team, Link.
I mean, yeah.
But no, you do want to get stronger, right?
Yeah.
You've got 2 years straight ahead, and you're certainly going to be asked to do more.
Sports too, just for any sport, just getting bigger and stronger helps a lot.
Yeah, I suppose, and you don't get winded and all that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's it been like for you to be a part of this team, though? Even though you haven't played all that much, to be at all the events, you know, the team dinners, the bus rides, the hotels, all that.
Oh yeah, it's good to make friendships with some kids I've been playing with since I was really young, and then some kids I've never played with before, and just fun to play with, different talents and skills, and the hotels and everything, really fun.
So the older guys, do they make you wash their underwear?
No.
No?
No.
What about their socks?
No.
You don't have to do any of that?
No, we don't have to do anything, really.
See, so no hazing, right?
No.
All right, good. This is a clean hockey team. We don't do that kind of stuff, right?
No, we don't.
You did have a lot of success as a youngster playing hockey. Talk about some of the teams you were on, Link.
Well, I mean, for hockey, I played Bantams last year. We were struggling in districts. We almost lost that. I got the OT winner for that game to send us to states, and then we breezed everyone in states, but it was really close in districts. And then I think peewee year, we won states, and squirts, we won states once, too, so...
Right, so you've got a lot of state championship ribbons, don't you?
Yeah.
And you'd really like another one at the MHSAA level, wouldn't you?
That'd be really cool, yeah.
You think this team's capable?
I mean, I think we definitely have the talent. I mean, some injuries and sicknesses, but we have the skill, definitely.
Yeah, we got to stop having dudes step on pucks and land on their hand and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, that's a rough way to go down.
Sure is. If Carson's listening, right?
Hopefully he is. I mean, I can't believe he didn't make the trip with us today, but.
Well, I think he just, didn't he just have surgery on that hand, so.
Yeah, I think he had it a couple days ago.
I think there's a hint that our interview's about over with, don't you?
Yeah. Shaving the ice.
What?
They're shaving the ice.
Yeah, it sounds like my dad's 1967 lawnmower that he pushes around the backyard.
Yeah.
All right, Lincoln, give your shout-outs, man.
Just my parents, my grandparents, just everyone that's listening to the game.
Michigan Tech's ice shaver?
Yeah, making it loud.
Making it very loud. Lincoln, it was great to talk to you. Good job, man.
All right, thank you.
All right, Lincoln Bradfield in our first intermission, everybody. More coming up at Michigan Tech at the Student Ice Arena after this timeout on the Eskimo Hockey Network.